We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're going to try this again. Oops. Yeah, that's me. Okay. Darling people, I'm so glad you're with me today because you are in for such a treat. I am taking you to visit not only interesting places, but places that truly are incorporated by their very threads and fibers woven into my mission, which is to introduce you, to educate you about, motivate you to get up and go to places and suppliers in those places that I believe if you go there and you do that, you will come home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person because of the experience you just had. And this hour and the next, we're going to be talking about places that you can experience that will do just that for you. Okay, so first of all, why do I sound so nosy today, very nasal today, and why is that? I was out of the country in May. It is usually in May that the allergy season grabs me, but I missed the allergy season in May, and I thought I'd get lucky and come home from a wonderful experience on the mainland of Greece, sailing Greek islands in the Aegean, and a little bit in Ireland, and that I would come home and have missed all that pollen. But no, it was laying in wait for me. I should have stayed where I was. I was so much better off. But I'm back in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. And we are about 2 hours gorgeous drive from Boston, or a 2.5 hour gorgeous drive from New York City. And I hope you'll come and visit us. And if you do, our studio is in Pittsfield. Let me know you're coming. Go to sabrams.com. Click on Ask Stephanie. Drop me a line. I'll give you directions on how to find us. And we'll wave to you if we're in the studio. I can also give you some wonderful recommendations of things to see and do, because this is not just a gorgeous place. It is a place steeped in world-class cultural everything, including Tanglewood is now open, the summer home of the Boston Symphony and the place where the Boston Pops and so many popular artists come by all summer long, right through Labor Day, to entertain and lift the spirit. I don't know if my spirits can be lifted any more than they already are. You know, I do something called putting rose petals in my rose petal boxes. They're all imaginary, you understand. And that's a good thing, or I wouldn't have enough shelves or closets to store them. But every rose petal is a wonderful memory of someplace wonderful I've been. And I've just filled up a couple of boxes just from a visit to Greece, the Greek islands, and a cruise on Celestial Cruises. That was truly perfect. And we had more than the normal expectation of the average passenger, who hopes that the people will be nice, who hopes that they're going to be happy on board, who hopes that the food is going to be somewhere between very good and better than excellent. who hopes that the itinerary is going to be well planned and very pleasant. Add to all of that, we want to interview people because, you know, people say to me, where are you going on vacation? And I say, what's a vacation? I have no idea what a vacation is. How can I go someplace wonderful and not bring it all back to share it with you? I mean, aside from being incredibly selfish, it would also be incredibly stupid because we're all about travel here. So how can I go someplace and not share that? So we've already had on with us the captain of the ship, people from food and whatever on the ship, food and beverage, people associated with all the entertainment on board, which is outstanding. And we've already aired all that on radio, but we did a ton of video because there was so much. There was such rich content and so much of it, both on board the ship and we were on the Celestial Cruises Olympia. And then, of course, when we would stop somewhere on one, at one of the islands and go into the port and go visiting and investigating. And how cool was that? So we've got tons of video. And as you know, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams airs on Sundays to 40 million households coast to coast and to a bunch of people in Hawaii. The tower for the TV station is in Oahu, in Honolulu. So we cover Honolulu and Oahu, the island of Oahu, Maui, Lanai, and Molokai. And so in addition to coast to coast, and so there's probably a good chance you can pick up the TV station near you. But if you can't, you can go to sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com or travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites. And just above me, the photo of me behind a red British telephone booth that everybody thinks was taken somewhere in England or the UK, actually is at Universal Studios Notting Hill exhibit in Orlando. You'll see me, and right above the red telephone booth, you'll see YouTube channel : Travel TV. Click on Travel TV. And after each of the episodes is broadcast, we archive it there. And we really haven't done a lot to promote it because ultimately we want to move all of that video to our websites. But if you're hot to go and see it, you can go there and have a look. And I think you'll enjoy what we've done so far. And soon you're going to be seeing at least two episodes of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams about our experience on Celestial Cruises ship Olympia. It is rare when you go anywhere, especially when we go anywhere, and in addition to normal expectations, we need people to help make everything happen with wires and tripods and lighting and organizing schedules of people we want to talk to. It is rare when there aren't some things that I look over my shoulder and say, I wish we could have handled that better, had that work better, or whatever. This trip on a scale of 1 to 10 was, oh, I don't know, 15, 20? Perfection. Perfection. And my rose petal boxes are overflowing with rose petals that I go and visit on a bad day. Go into the closets of my brain, open the rose petal shelves, and lift one of the boxes and let some of the petals flow out, filled with those memories. And that's part of what travel is about. It's not just about the experience you're having now. It's the memories, the learning, the people you meet that linger on in your memory and your life forever. So factor that in when you're looking at, you know, what am I going to invest in this trip? It's truly not a cost. It's an investment. And we're so lucky. We are so honored. We are so privileged that one of the people that I know now know who's probably busier than I am, and that is a feat. I don't say that lightly, is Leslie Peden. He is the CEO of Celestial Cruises. He's based here in the U.S., so it makes it easier than when we spoke with folks in Greece. That seven-hour time difference is a little challenging for us in radio because my shows are not on at times that work best for people in Greece. But we've managed. Go to sabrams.com, put in Greece, put in Celestial Cruises. You'll find what we've done so far. And there's so much more to come. And we're going to be talking with Leslie Peden, CEO of Celestial Cruises, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1, and Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, under the direction of conductor Andras Nelsons. Sunday afternoon, July 8th, 2:30 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
It is a joy to have Leslie Peden, the CEO of Celestial Cruises, on the line with me. Guys, do you remember when I had John Kleitos on in April and from Homeric Tours, and he started talking about how he had a couple of groups he was taking to Greece, and among other things, they were going to be sailing with Celestial Cruises. And he said, "Why don't you meet me there?" And I said, "Sure." And about 21 days later or less, I was in Athens. It is a joy to be talking with you, Leslie. How are you?
I'm great, Stephanie. Thank you. Good afternoon to you and all the listeners.
Are you from South Africa?
Well, originally from Scotland, but I spent an extended period of time in South Africa. So well done for getting that one spot on.
We'll be right back. Don't leave me, people.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Leslie Peden, and I understand that I inadvertently gave him a promotion to CEO. He's actually the president of Celestial Olympic. And as I explained to him in the commercial break, I can give him the title as a promotion. I cannot provide the salary commensurate with that level in the company. But listen, one day it could happen. It's wonderful to have you with us. How long have you been with Celestial Cruises?
Hi, Stephanie. Yeah, I've been with Celestial for 9 months now. So it's been a tremendously busy but very rewarding 9 months.
Were you in the cruise industry prior to that?
Yeah, I have. I've been in the cruise industry for over 10 years, and I've also dipped my toes in the water in regards to airline as well as tour operating. So I've touched the travel business from all different facets.
Well, that's a very important thing, because then you understand the challenges of an air-sea department. You understand the challenges of working with tour operators in a proper fashion. And it gives you very different insights in, so that you're not so one-dimensional, as sometimes I find people are. They come into one part of the industry, and it's like, you know, when you ask them to describe an elephant, you know, they reach out blindly and they describe something that's the tail and sounds like a snake, because they don't really know how all the other parts fit together. So that's a tremendous advantage for you.
It is, and, you know, many of the team members that we have within the business have also touched other areas of travel and not just cruise as well, and that's really important that we have that rounded experience in the business and throughout the various departments as well.
Well, were any of your cruise line experiences with companies that are best known in the U.S.?
Oh, yes,
European.
Definitely. I've worked for both Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises previously.
So,
you know, again, fantastic cruise lines, but in a very different space to Celestial Cruises. You know, we're very much about the destination and the experience being the hero, whereas for most other cruise lines these days, the ship is very much the destination.
Yeah, well, that was a concept that was started by Carnival probably in the late 70s, early 80s, when the concept was the fun ship. And I used to say to people, do you go on a cruise not to have fun? Isn't every ship a fun ship? but in doing that, they were able to focus more on the onboard experience and less on where they were taking you. And when you are cruising places, particularly the Bahamas and the Caribbean, you don't have the richness of the cultural and historic experience that you have when you're cruising the islands that are, you know, the Greek islands and places like, you know, Kusadasi and others, where you're stopping in places where you're surrounded by what you used to see in your high school textbook, but you're there with it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's remarkable. It's that
Absolutely.
Kind of awesome experience that you'll never find, you know, in the Caribbean. I mean, the best you're going to do on the historic side in the Caribbean is maybe a 200 to 300 or 400 year old remnant of a sugar cane plantation or something. There isn't that much. There are things on the other side in terms of beaches and palm trees and happy people and whatnot, but it's a very different experience, isn't it?
It is, and cultural immersion is really key to our product proposition. You know, we really take the DNA, as you touched on earlier, of the region in which the ships are operating, and we weave that throughout our onboard product as well. So as you would have experienced, you know, we have local artisans on board our ships that will sell local Greek-made jewelry and things like leather goods, so satchels, sandals, and of course the stunning olive oil that's produced in the region. So we try to bring that whole experience on land, on board the ship as well, to make it a truly authentic experience.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and have a big long segment in which we can really dive into what is Celestial Cruises all about. and particularly talk about some of the things on my mind and your mind today. So we'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
I live alone and rarely have visitors.
So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Leslie Peden, the president of Celestial Cruises, who knows now that when he decides he's in line for a promotion, I'm the person he needs to come to. I want to, before we dive in literally to the cruise experience with Celestial and, you know, what the ships are and where they go and why people should choose these destinations and your ships over whatever other options they may think are available to them. I just wanted to start with, did you say you were born in Scotland?
I was born in Scotland.
Where?
In a place called Trun, where right next to Royal Trun Golf Course, which if you've got any listeners that are avid golfers will definitely know that, because the Open has been played on that links course many a time.
Well, when you're going east-west in Scotland, where would you find Trun? What's close to it that I'm going to recognize?
Kind of, Glasgow's going to be the closest.
Oh, okay.
So it's about 45 minutes south of Glasgow, right on the coast.
Ah, all right. I know where that is.
Yeah, there's the biggest town closest to that is Ayr, where Robert Burns is from, the poet.
Of course. And Killeen Castle, which is spelled with a Z, or as you would say, a Z. C-U-L...
Right.
Z-E-A-N, and the Z is silent, pronounced Killeen, where Eisenhower spent a good piece of World War II, and they actually have the Eisenhower apartment there, Dwight David Eisenhower, that you can visit, and his presidential office. It's quite amazing. And at what age did you go to South Africa?
Oh, I was very young. I was 4 years old when my parents emigrated to South Africa.
Well, that's why you sound like a South African, you see? Yeah, as I said earlier, the younger you are, the more of a sponge you are to, you know, assimilate and sound like the locals wherever your body is put down in the world. So, cool. And I'm
this
sure...
I sort of see myself as a traveler of the world, so I don't really feel I belong in any one place. I belong to the world, really.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel more and more that way as well, so I commiserate. Let's talk about what did you know about Celestial Cruises when you arrived that made you want to accept their offer for you to head up as president of the company based in the U.S. What are the features and benefits that, especially since you've worked for other cruise lines, that you could see there was advantage?
Yeah, that's a great question, Stephanie, and there's a twofold answer to this. The first is the company was incredibly gracious in extending me the opportunity to actually cruise on the Olympia, in fact, on a three-night itinerary prior to actually joining the company and accepting the position. And that experience was so amazing that really it was a bit of a no-brainer for me when I came back back from that trip. The people are incredibly gracious that I work with. And, you know, if you've had the opportunity, which I know you have, to touch some of those folks, they are...
amazing fantastic. Is the word. Amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. And for me, you know, one, the part of the product is obviously got to be important and key, but it was so differentiated from what others were offering out there with our small ship experience, being able to take our guests to ports of call throughout the Aegean and also the Eastern Mediterranean that other cruise lines just won't or can't get into. That really is quite a differentiator for us, as is the experience on board. It just really exceeds all guest expectations. So those two factors were the real key decision makers for myself.
Now, I have to tell you, I feel a family relationship with the captain, with the hotel manager, Pano, with the social director, with the head chef corporately, who I got to meet, as well as the chef on board I got to cook with. And wait till you see the episode of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams with me cooking with the chef. I think of all the things I've ever done, that was probably the most fun, the most rewarding, and I can't wait to see it as a finished, edited, all done, music in, titles, credits, finished product, which probably will broadcast somewhere in the next couple of weeks. The people that are involved with the shows and, you know, even... getting on board was made into a pleasurable experience, because I have to tell you, anybody that's ever cruised knows the two parts of the cruise you don't like are getting on and getting off. And even that was done in such a special way. Your team is amazing on board. Amazing. And bless their hearts. Give them all my love when you speak with any and all.
I certainly will do. And, you know, you touch on a really important point in terms of the embarkation and debarkation of a ship. Because, again, we're doing this with frequency more so than some of the other cruise lines, it has to be in a very efficient operation. And, you know, not only have you recognized us for that, but in fact, we've won for the past two consecutive years, Cruise Critics Choice Cruiser Awards for embarkation.
We deserve those.
Yeah, thank you. We do our best, and of course, you always strive to do better each year.
Well, let me ask you a question. You made the comment that, you know, smaller ships. I was surprised to find out the passenger capacity of Celestial Cruises Olympia, which, if you've just joined us, we were sailing on in May, and we have on the line with us Leslie Peden, the president of Celestial Cruises, who's based in the U.S. And we're going to get into talking to, you know, what's coming up in terms of where else they are sailing to besides the Greek islands and in the Aegean and the Eastern Mediterranean. But when I learned, I think it was something like 1,200 passengers is the capacity on the Olympia. Is that right?
It's just shy of actually 1,700.
Oh, my gosh. But, it's even bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
You don't feel that on board. And you don't feel that when you get to the various destinations where you're disembarking and you're coming back. Because I have been on ship. I have to tell you, I don't do a lot of talking about cruise lines. The cruise lines I like to talk about are the ones that make the experience feel very personal, very individual, and you don't just feel like another number in a big crowd in a crowded bakery where your number is 106 and they're calling number one, they're calling number three right now. You know, when you travel somewhere with 3,000, 5,000, 6,000 passengers on board ships, which is happening now, you bring your own crowd with you everywhere you go. And heaven forbid you're tendering in that you're not actually docked at a port. And when, because it just takes forever. And when you are in European and Adriatic ports and in the Aegean, these ports were never meant to accept ships that brought 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. And it's just too many people to overrun the port. So when you finally get there, there's no place for you to move around. The shops are overcrowded. And heaven forbid, there's a dozen different cruise lines in the same day. So, you know, that I guess that's part of what was so positive about the experience we had, because I never felt like I was, you know, a cockroach among many. It's really a very different experience. And even on board, the way things are sorted out, I really thought it was 1,200. And I thought that was like an overstatement of how many people I really was seeing around, because we went out on a full sailing. As a matter of fact, we were out on a full sailing to the point we almost didn't get on the ship. Isn't that right?
This is very true. It was completely sold out. And but just to touch on your earlier point there, we also have the Celestial Crystal ship, which is slightly smaller than the Olympia. And she actually operates our seven-day itineraries around the Aegean and Eastern Mediterranean. And the Olympia offers cruises on 3 and 4 days, predominantly around the Greek islands and also Turkey. And the beauty of the Olympia, as you would have experienced, and to your point about it didn't feel like that many guests were on board, it's because that ship has so much open deck space. And when you're cruising and doing two ports of call a day, you really want to enjoy that beautiful vista of the Greek islands that you're sailing by between those ports. And the Olympia really offers that deck space to experience that.
We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page
Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals, and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532. The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure, berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel's immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Leslie Peden. He is the president of Celestial Cruises. You will find a link that will take you right to their website. When you go to either sabrams.com and you know, we for 2.5 to 3 months, we feature the shows that have gone on the air, and you know who the guests are. So you'll see a guest list on the homepage, and you can click on the guest or you can click on the show. It'll take you over to the show notes. You'll find there links to the websites of the guests. You'll find links to the member photos gallery, which each of our guests is invited to post at travelers411.com. And often they will be able to post photos we could never take because they've been taken from a helicopter or a drone or, you know, some aerial shot that's amazing that, you know, we're not climbing any ladders to get. And you'll find so much more, including when you go to travelers411.com. There you'll find a directory for Leslie Peden, for Celestial Cruises. You'll find it in forums. There's a wealth of information there for you. And before too many days go by, I will be creating a blog at sabrams.com. And you can reach it directly, sabrams.com/blog. About our experience. I put up a bunch of pictures while we were cruising. In fact, I even put up some, I did some live Facebook video thing on my iPad. Regrettably, those photos are great for Facebook taken on my iPad, but they're not of the quality that we would use for the blog or for what we do on TV. So it gives us another opportunity for me just to react quickly to things, and I like to take advantage of that. We were talking about open deck space, and it's, again, one of those things that I really enjoyed being able. You know, Leslie, we were coming into, I forget where, I guess we were coming into Santorini, and it was the day after I had interviewed the captain on the bridge, which was a real privilege. And we went to a deck area at the front of the ship so that, you know, we had this, you know, it was like one of those wonderful scenes, like on a clear day with Barbara Streisand where she's coming into New York and, you know, you've got only the weather is better and the scenery was amazing. And I turned and looked behind me, and just above there is the bridge, and there was the captain in the window. So I've got wonderful pictures of him waving back at me and whatnot. There is such a warmth. There is such charm. It's very hard to describe a feeling that you've been made part of the family. And yet, our waiter, Ronnie, who is likes to be known as an Elvis impersonator and who sang for us and who was wonderful. And you'll also find that on my Facebook, people, Stephanie.Abrams.94. Just scroll down till you come to Ronnie and his guitar singing. And even, you know, he verbalized it as people that I am serving in my dining room. My attitude, my overall feeling is that this is family. Haven't seen in a long time, and they're now coming to have dinner in my home. And you feel that at every level throughout the ship. I can't say that about every ship I've ever sailed on. And there's something else that, you know, drives me a little mad. When I've been on a ship for a week or longer, sometimes 12 or 14 days, and you're getting off the ship seeing faces you haven't seen the whole time you were on the ship. It's like, who are those strangers? How are they on this ship for a week? We've never seen them before. So there is this sense that it's so much easier to befriend people and create interesting international memories at the same time. Don't you find that so?
I do. And in fact, I was on the ship myself recently. I was actually on the Celestial Crystal doing our 7-day idyllic Aegean. And it's like family. You know, they're incredibly happy working together. And that really shows in front of the guests. And, you know, the intimacy of the ships really allow for that engagement between the crew and the guest. And that's something that sadly in cruising has diminished over time as the ships have got larger and larger. But for us, that's a really core component of the experience on board for our guests. And, you know, that's something we work tremendously hard at maintaining. Because,
I know you said you worked for an airline or two. I'm not going to ask you which ones, but I will tell you my own personal opinion, which will make a lot of people crazy. When airline executives started falling out of the airline industry and into cruising, that's where you saw big changes, because there was a lot of airline mentality that didn't belong in cruising that was falling into cruising, regrettably. And then it became all about the stock and not about the passenger. You've continued to care about the passenger. We're going to go into the next hour with Leslie Peden. Stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here, and we're flying high.
Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.